They point specifically to a speech Kennedy made on June 10, 1963, at the commencement ceremony at American University, the so-called Peace Speech. The speech is indeed one of Kennedy's finest and bears exploring.
I have therefore chosen this time and place to discuss a topic on which ignorance too often abounds and the truth too rarely perceived. And that is the most important topic on earth, peace. What kind of a peace do I mean, and what kind of a peace do we seek? Not a Pax Americana, enforced on the world by American weapons of war. Not the peace of the grave, or the security of the slave. I am talking about genuine peace, the kind of peace that makes life on earth worth living, the kind that enables men and nations to grow and to hope and build a better life for their children. Not merely peace for Americans, but peace for all men and women. Not merely peace in our time, but peace in all time.
The president went on to say that the new face of war made peace all the more critical. Nuclear war, he cautioned, could end life as we know it. With the benefit of two or three decades of hindsight, some suggest this speech aroused such passion in the keepers of the flame of the Cold War that by delivering it, Kennedy signed his own death warrant. But let me offer another explanation. First, it was exactly the kind of speech a president would deliver in a prestigious academic setting, summoning the best of human nature and laying out lofty ideals. But is it possible there was also a specific policy objective behind the speech? In the early summer of 1963, talks with the Soviet Union over a proposed nuclear test ban treaty had reached a critical stage, then bogged down. The Russians appeared to have misgivings about the treaty, which would require all future nuclear bomb testing to be conducted underground. Some believe that Kennedy's speech at American University was designed to extend an olive branch to signal to the Kremlin that despite all the Cold War rhetoric of the era, the United States had sincere, peaceful reasons for wanting the treaty. Indeed, later in the speech, Kennedy said,
"Let us focus instead on a more practical, more attainable peace, based not on a sudden revolution in human nature, but on a gradual evolution in human institutions, on a series of concrete actions and effective agreements, which are in the interests of all concerned. There is no single simple key to this peace, no grand or magic formula."
If the speech had the goal of enticing the Soviets back to the bargaining table, it worked. The nuclear test ban treaty was signed 2 months later. Kennedy, meanwhile, never gave another speech quite like the one at American University. In fact, 16 days later, Kennedy was in West Berlin in the shadow of the Berlin Wall, delivering another memorable speech, forcefully declaring in German, "Ich bin ein Berliner," or "I am a Berliner."
There are many people in the world who really don't understand, or say they don't, what is the great issue between the free world and the communist world. Let them come to Berlin. There are some who say that communism is the wave of the future. Let them come to Berlin. And there are some who say, in Europe and elsewhere, we can work with the communists. Let them come to Berlin. And there are even a few who say that it's true that communism is an evil system, but it permits us to make economic progress. Lass sie nach Berlin kommen. Let them come to Berlin.
And in case his audience and the millions watching and listening around the world did not get the point of the venue of his speech, Kennedy drove it home with the blunt force of the most ardent Cold Warrior.
Freedom has many difficulties, and democracy is not perfect. But we have never had to put a wall up to keep our people in, to prevent them from leaving us.
The weakness of the JFK was killed because he wanted peace theory is that it fails to focus on the broader scope of history, only on an isolated speech, one moment in time. Kennedy gave a great speech about world peace when it was helpful to U.S. policy. But that in no way meant that he was withdrawing from the Cold War.